Florida leaders call DeSantis special session talks for immigration, hurricane relief premature. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 17, 2025. Republican Florida leaders have declared Florida Governor Ron DeSantis special session talks for issues such as immigration and hurricane relief premature. DeSantis pushed back, arguing it's crazy to see the GOP supermajority in the House shut down discussion about illegal immigration. Crazy to see the GOP supermajority in the House shut down discussion about illegal immigration, the Florida governor said in a Thursday X post. Members tell voters during their campaigns that they will fight illegal immigration but then get into office and stymie our agency heads who advocate doing something about it, DeSantis added. Watch below. Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives Daniel Perez and President of the Florida Senate Ben Albritton released a joint statement on Monday, calling DeSantis' call for special session talks premature. The legislature will address illegal immigration, condominiums, petition initiatives, and hurricane recovery this session, which starts in 50 days, Perez and Albritton said in their statement, adding, calling a special session at this time is premature. Perez and Albritton went on to stress that they are strong supporters of President Trump and stand ready to follow his lead, particularly when it comes to immigration. At this time, we are not aware of any specific guidance provided to the states about actions state legislatures can take to support forthcoming federal action, the Florida leaders asserted. It is completely irresponsible to get out ahead of any announcements President Trump will make, especially when uninformed or ill-timed state action could potentially impair or impede the success of President Trump's forthcoming efforts to end illegal immigration, close our borders, and protect the sovereignty of our nation, they added. Perez and Albritton went on to say, "We look forward to President Trump's inauguration next week and have every confidence he will take swift action to end the flow of illegal immigrants across our borders." President Trump campaigned heavily on this issue. "The American people clearly support his leadership. As do we," they said. "When we receive specific guidance that may necessitate our state's legislative action to complement President Trump's efforts, we stand ready to act at the appropriate time." The Florida leaders also noted that DeSantis did not release any actual bill language or even meaningful details for legislators and our constituents to consider, despite discussing fragments of ideas for a special session he plans to start in just 14 days. With regards to hurricane relief issues, Perez and Albritton added there are ample funds accessible and available to pay for the state's ongoing disaster efforts, and additional funds do not have to wait until July 1st. Condominium safety and ballot initiatives proposing constitutional amendments are complex subjects and should be considered during the regular session, not a truncated special session, they said. Florida's constitution compels our attendance at a special session unilaterally called by the governor. However, the power to convene a special session also resides with the presiding officers, the Florida leaders added. Perez and Albritton concluded their statement, declaring, "As the people's elected representatives, the legislature, not the governor, will decide when and what legislation we consider." In a special session, DeSantis released his plan to carry out President-elect Donald Trump's mass deportations after Monday, January 20, when Trump is sworn into office as the 47th President of the United States. DeSantis' plan includes law enforcement compliance, criminal penalties for illegal entry, a state immigration enforcement officer, an unauthorized alien transport program, and gang enforcement, among other initiatives. Trump, however, praised DeSantis for calling for a special session on immigration and urged other governors across the U.S. to follow his lead, according to a report by Politico. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.